Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Round Ball Rock presents Brett Sampson and Randy Latu in A Cap Mess Carol, a slammed up Christmas drama.
Well, Randy, it's been quite a week. We released our first album at roundballrock.bandcamp.com. We live streamed all 59 games on TikTok, recorded 37 new podcasts about the Ron Baker signing, and I was able to successfully plead an indecent exposure charge down from a felony to a misdemeanor.
Oh, hey, Brad, look at the clock. It's midnight. That means it's officially Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas, Brad.
Christmas Eve? Who cares? In fact, why am I even talking to you? We're not even recording a podcast or live streaming or anything. Don't you have work to do? The Phoenix Suns 2029 cap projection sheet for the Patreon isn't gonna update itself, Randy.
Brad, about that, remember how last episode we ended on a cliffhanger? Well, it turns out that was Jeremy.
Who's Jeremy?
My son?
You have a son? But you're so tiny. I've heard of some kinks, but that's ridiculous, even for me.
Hey, we talk about him all the time. Remember, he was your intern who escaped from a prison you built inside of the rental property?
I honestly have no memory of this. Listen, Randy, anytime you're talking, I just sort of tune it out. I don't know if it's because your voice is so high, or it just doesn't register on human frequencies, kind of like a dog whistle, but, I don't know.
Well, anyway, since Jeremy escaped, he's been living in the dollhouse inside of the tiny house with me, and, I was sort of hoping I could go home and spend Christmas with him. It's been kind of a rough time, seeing as he's a full-grown man living in a dollhouse. Do you think I could go home and spend, our first Christmas in 14 years together? Please?
No. You finish those cap sheets up to the year 3000, just like I told you. Our subscribers demand it.
Well, okay, Brett. But hey, seeing as tomorrow's Christmas, you shouldn't spend it alone. Come over to the dollhouse and celebrate with me and Jeremy. I'm making eggnog-flavored Soylent.
Who is Jeremy again?
My son!
Randy, I'm not spending Christmas with you and your weird son I've never heard of before. I'm doing what I do every year, using a telescope to peep into my hot neighbor's window. It's not illegal if you're on your own property, and, you keep your pants on. I should know, I used to be a lawyer before I was disbarred. Now get back to work on those cap sheets, Randy!
Well, okay, Brett. The invite's open if you change your mind.
Randy, now if you excuse me, I'm going to do the only thing I love more than watching Nikola Jokic pass. Watching the movie Interstellar late at night, and I will be heating up a Blue Apron meal of pasta.
1 hour later.
Oh, Christopher Nolan, it's so refreshing to watch a movie made by someone who also doesn't understand human emotion.
Brett Sampson!
Wow, the ghost of Don Pardo. We used to work together on the Roundball Rock podcast. But now that we have an album out at roundballrock.bandcamp.com, we've ditched you losers.
It's the three nights where you learn the meaning of Christmas live! With the ghost of Christmas pods! The ghost of Capspace present! And featuring the ghost of future second round picks!
I hope those picks have protections on them.
Musical guest! Royalty-free Christmas music we downloaded off YouTube!
Anyway, this was weird. I'm going to bed. I'll see you later, Ghost of Don Pardo.
Later that night.
Hey, Brett Sampson, wake up! Waking up? Are we sure that's good? Ryan Reynolds, that's a movie star who never quite woke up.
Podcasting legend Bill Simmons, what are you doing in my bedroom? The orgy isn't until Thursday.
I took a break from talking to Malcolm Gladwell about phrenology to help you rediscover the spirit of Christmas. I'm the ghost of Christmas pods. Boo. Now, Pearl Jam.
Bill, where are we?
This is your past. I'm here to show you sometimes you were happy on Christmas. Christmas. You know what's a rewatchable Christmas movie? Jack Frost. Anytime it's on cable, I can't...
This isn't my past. Look, that's Drunk Ben Affleck. This is your canceled HBO show, Any Given Wednesday. No one should be forced to watch this ever again. Get us out of here.
No, maybe it's funny, lovely sex messages from his wife. Maybe it's just friendly messages from his wife. Maybe Tom Brady's so fucking classy and yeah. Such a fucking gentleman that he doesn't want people to know that he may have reflected on his real opinion of some of his coworkers.
Oh, my bad. Now, Pearl Jam. Okay, this should be it.
I don't think this is my past either.
Oh, yeah. Would you look at that? This is me and J-Bug and my dad, Dr. Bill, celebrating the Red Sox signing Carl Crawford at Hakkasan in Vegas. Get us out of here, Pearl Jam.
This isn't me either. That's you slow dancing with a mannequin wearing a Larry Bird jersey.
Slow dancing with human beings. Overrated, underrated, or properly rated?
Depends on what you're paying the human being. And you know what? This is actually pretty close to a lot of stuff I've done in my past. I'm pretty into it. While the past is great, extremely switchy.
I know, right? I'm so nostalgic, my brain is broken forever. My job here is done. Another ghost will visit you tonight, so go to bed. I've got to get back to Gladwell. He needs to explain to me how eugenics is cool.
That was weird.
The next night.
Brett Sampson, welcome to me, Zach Lowe, the ghost of Capspace Present, brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek helped me get tickets to Hamilton once.
Zach Lowe, good ad read. Let me tell you, Ethan Sherwood Strauss, Kevin Pelton, Elon Musk, and Warren Beatty are the only people alive I consider my peers. You host my favorite basketball podcast.
I used to host a basketball podcast, but now it's mostly about movies I haven't seen, drinking one beer, travel accommodations, and Croatia. Anyway, here are four things I like right now. Number one, Croatia. Number two, the musical Hamilton. SeatGeek got me tickets one time. Three, every mascot that has ever existed. And four, Christmas at Randy Ledoux's house. Let's go see what they're doing right now.
Ugh. Fine.
And now, the low post.
So this is Randy's place. It's nice. I am not charging Randy enough rent.
Wow. Look at the two of them. See how happy they are?
Yeah, wow. It's wild that a young man that size can pretzel himself into a dollhouse like that. I'll tell you what, my common-law fiancé would love it if I could do that with my body. Wow, and look at Randy doing Fortnite dances on the palm of his hand. It's cute, but also very disturbing. Who is that young man?
That's Jeremy.
Who?
Randy's son. And he's going to die, and it's all your fault. You don't love Christmas enough or something. Honestly, between the baby, watching 12 basketball games a night, and drinking, exactly, one beer, I haven't gotten around to seeing this or any movie before.
Wait, Randy has a son? Is he over 28? Is that why he dies?
No. He was 19, on a good contract, had a repeatable shooting motion, and was switchy as hell.
No! Randy, I'm sorry. I've never said this before, but I'm sorry.
Time for you to go home. You still have to meet one more ghost, and I have to use my Marriott points to upgrade my room.
The last night. This one is usually too scary for robots.
Brett Sampson, wake up. It's time to learn about your future.
Oh, well, I love the future. Everyone knows the only reason anyone follows sports is to completely ignore the present and only speculate on things that will happen years from now because you can definitely control it. Also, wait, who is that under that hood?
It's me, the ghost of future second round draft picks.
Hopefully they're protected, but who are you?
The greatest GM of all time, Sam Hinkie.
Oh, wow. Sir, it is an honor.
Trust the process.
Actually, I wouldn't do that. As a former lawyer, I'd have to advise you against using that phrase just in case Marcus Lemonis, CNBC's The Prophet, is listening.
Thanks. Now, to your future!
Wait, where are we?
Your funeral!
Why isn't anyone here? Where's my wife, my common-law wife, her sister wife, my fiancé, her sister fiancé, my common-law fiancé, my friend with benefits, and my common-law sister friend with benefits?
You traded them all away for future assets.
Oh, well, that was pretty smart. You know, you gotta look to the future with your sexual relationships. Wait, where are the tenants from the rental property? And the Airbnb? And the rental lean-to?
You really think they'd come to your funeral?
Well, what about, Randy?
Once Jeremy died, the sadder he got, the smaller he got. And he just kept getting smaller and smaller. Honestly, you're probably standing on him.
Oh, well, at least he showed up. I guess I should probably be nicer to him or something. Is that the point of all this?
I don't know. I'm the only person with less social skills than you.
No! Oh, I'm still in bed. Time to figure out if I still have time to change things. I'm running down the stairs of my duplex now. Now I'm finally outside. Hey, you! Shams Charania! What day is it today?
Sources say it's Christmas Day, sir.
There's still time to get to Randy's.
Brett, you came!
Not the first time someone's been excited when I came. Hey! I just made a joke about something. I have changed.
Merry Christmas, Brett!
And, Merry Christmas to you, too, Randy. Listen, I just wanted to tell you that I met Zach Lowe, and we really hit it off, so, I think I'm gonna be doing the podcast with him now. He's much more popular than you, so, you're fired.
Oh,
I'm just kidding, little guy. I actually came to tell you I'm not going to steal any of the money from our album sales at roundballrock.bandcamp.com.
You're not?
No. It'll be the 80-20 split, just like we agreed on.
Brett, this is the best Christmas ever. Do you want to meet my son?
Oh, I'd love to meet him. Zach Lowe told me Jeremy's extremely switchy.
Jeremy, come meet your Uncle Brett. Jeremy? Jeremy? Oh my God, he's dead! Jeremy! Oh well.
Wait, aren't you sad?
Not really. As long as I have you and a new album out for sale at roundballrock.bandcamp.com, I'll never be sad.
It's true. The true meaning of Christmas is roundballrock.bandcamp.com.
Every time an album sells, an angel gets its wings.
Yes, roundballrock.bandcamp.com.
And bless us, everyone!
This has been A Catmas Carol with Brett Sampson and Randy LaDue. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Roundballrock.bandcamp.com. Roundballrock.bandcamp.com. Roundballrock.bandcamp.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.